From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Israeli police say a truck driven by a Palestinian slammed into a group of Israeli soldiers Sunday, killing four of them and injuring another 15. Authorities said the soldiers were getting off a bus at the Arman Hanatzid promenade overlooking the walled Old City of Jerusalem when the truck veered off course and smashed into the group.
I hear my soldiers shouting and screaming, and I didn't understand, and I'm looking behind my soldiers, and I'm just seeing a truck that went on the sidewalk.
Authorities said they shot the attacker and killed him. Palestinian authorities identified him as a resident of East Jerusalem. Syrian state media say a car bomb in a government-held area outside the capital Damascus has killed at least five people and wounded 15. The incident occurred near Sassa. The Fatah al-Sham front claimed responsibility for the attack. Iraqi officials say at least 20 people have been killed in two suicide bomb attacks in the capital Baghdad. In one attack, the bomber set off his explosives Sunday at the entrance to a market in a mainly Shiite district. At least 13 people were killed in the blast. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. Another blast in Baghdad killed at least seven people. Iranian state television has announced the death of former president and leading reformer Akbar Hefshemi Rafsanjani. The 82-year-old Rafsanjani had been suffering from heart ailments. He died Sunday at a hospital north of Tehran. Rafsanjani's presidency saw the country seeking to rebuild its economy from the ruinous 1980 to 1988 war with Iraq. This is VOA News.